Following several days of mass protests that had gripped the country on a national level, the Egyptian army has ousted the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in a move described by the ousted president as a full military coup. That was the final decision after army's 48-hour ultimatum for political factions to reach an agreement came to an end. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, head of Egypt's armed forces, accompanied with religious authorities as well as political figures, announced the decision and presented a political roadmap for the transition. Period. Based on the army's roadmap, the much-disputed constitution has been suspended temporarily, and Adli Mansour, the head of the country's Supreme Constitutional Court, has been named as the acting president until early elections are held. The army's statement was met with ecstatic joy in the Liberation Square in the capital, Cairo, which has been the epicenter of the Egyptian revolution, and followed by scenes of celebrations across the country. The people who went out to celebrate said they welcomed the army's intervention, praising it for standing with the demands of the people.
I'm speechless. I really don't know what to say. I think that our army's position was patriotic and honorable, but I hope that they will not interfere in the political affairs and focus on their main role, which is protecting the country's national security.
But in Nasser City, a Cairo suburb, the mood among Morsi supporters, who had been holding demonstrations in support of the now overthrown president, was different. The statement was met with shock and sadness. Morsi supporters said that the military had led a coup against Egypt's first democratically elected president.
Our God has granted us freedom from the army. Our God has granted us freedom from the army. We want to be a democratic society. We don't want to be under the army rule. We are Egyptians like all people in the whole world. We want democracy. We want democracy.
Following the army's statement, Egyptian security forces launched a crackdown on senior politicians close to the ousted president. In clashes that erupted after Morsi's ouster, several supporters of Morsi were killed and hundreds others injured in clashes with security forces in the western city of Marsa Matruh as well as Alexandria. Briefly before the military statement, Morsi had suggested the formation of a consensus government as a way out of the crisis. But opposition figures alongside with protesters who had lined the streets said that he was offering too little too late. Opposition has been mounting over the past several months against Morsi over what many saw as a president's failure to tackle economic and security problems. Dramatic changes have taken place over the past several days in Egypt, which ended with the overthrowing of President Morsi. But it remains to be seen how the army's roadmap will shape the new Egypt. Karim Gamal Eddin, Press TV, Cairo.